Could you say your first and last name for me?
Yes. First name, Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N. Last name, Lacey, L-A-C-Y.
All right. Perfect. And your title and rank, please.
My title is Sergeant, and I'm a 68 Whiskey. Combat.
Perfect. Could you, the first thing, could you just explain what this competition is and how you got involved?
I'll make a quick brief explanation. This competition is, it's a more of a camaraderie and kind of a skills-based testing for your Army knowledge, your Army physical ability, and your Army's mental ability on tasks that pertain to, say, missions for war.
And your involvement, was that something that you have been working towards before? Was this something that you just tried to do this year? How did that work?
Last year I started out and I made it to the MedCom level, which is one level below the All Army. And this year I kind of wanted to go at it again because I knew I could do better. And finally got to the All Army level. Didn't come in first, but came in top five.
What was it like to get to that next level this year? What was that feeling like?
It was kind of inspiring to myself. It was something I put my mind to and something that I was able to accomplish. So setting goals and accomplishing them really feels good in that sort of nature.
And you're among some of the best soldiers in this nation. I mean, what was that like to be able to meet these guys and work alongside them?
Seeing these guys, it was kind of... it was really awesome. We got to see the different type of jobs that they do that were there. There were some that were part of the aviation units, some about space and missile defense, and then also some 11 Bravos, which is our infantrymen. Seeing them and seeing how they interact with each other and seeing that they do truly feel that we are all brothers and sisters in the Army is nice to know.
Now, do you mind me asking, or can I ask how old you are?
Yes, I'm 22.
Okay, so that's still fairly young. Were there guys both older than you and younger than you in the competition?
Oh, yes. There was one that was, I believe, the youngest, I believe, was 19, and the oldest was around 38.
Wow, so it's a varying age group. What specialty, is there a certain specialty that each person brings?
Yes. For me, my specialty was all the medical lanes. Like I could hammer those out and do all those permits with my eyes closed. But when it came to shooting all the different types of weapons, like the 240 Bravo, which is our large machine guns, the 11 Bravo's infantrymen had a better understanding of how to shoot them, where to shoot them, how to put them back together faster than I did.
So the competition really tests you on all of the skills, not just what you're most familiar with.
Yes, ma'am.
And where are you based here in Alaska?
I'm based in Fort Wainwright, Alaska.
Okay, and what do you do on a daily basis at Fort Wainwright?
On a daily basis now, I'm the pediatric NCOIC.
Okay. What was it like, the process of going through those preliminaries to get into the nationwide Army competition?
It was pretty redundant. Each competition you had to do, like, the same basic tasks and skills, but they were on, like, the competitiveness was on a different level. It started out not going to say easy because it wasn't easy at all, but it just got harder and harder and harder physical ability and your mental abilities.
How many competitions did you have to go through, or stages, I guess?
A total of four.
Okay, so four, and then the fifth was finally getting to the nationwide?
Yes, the fifth one was the nation.
Okay, perfect. And you said you came in the top five?
Yes, ma'am.
What was that like?
At first, it was pretty heartbreaking. I find out that you put all this effort into it and you lose, but then you look at the people who won and you say, you know what, that's not going to say okay to lose to them, but you're losing to the best people in the United States Army. Just to say that you competed against them or competed at that level is something that inspires me to do more and inspires me to help other soldiers to do that.
Would you do it again?
Last year, I definitely want to do it again. this year I'm more of I kind of tore my body apart doing these, and I want to train the next person to do it. If I didn't want to train someone and I didn't do this 2 years in a row and take time away from my unit, my family, and my friends, yes, I would love to do this event because it does show where you're at in your training abilities and where you're at in your soldier abilities.
And you said now, though, you want to help train someone else to do it. What would you say to those guys that are, you know, thinking about doing it for this upcoming year?
For the physical test is that it's going to be over. It's not going to last as long as you think. So all the pain, especially the road marches where you have to carry a ruck, which is a backpack, for 12 miles, it's going to end sooner or later. It's getting your mind to it.
Do you have any inspiring words that you would say to those that are going to compete next year?
Strive to be the best and never quit.
All right, perfect. Is there anything else that you'd like to add just about the experience altogether that you had in this competition?
Yeah, there's been a lot of criticism from people that don't understand this competition of why are we spending money to do this competition when we are doing all the cutbacks and drawdowns. And mm-hmm. What I say to them is, yeah, I'm not the person to be talking about money for the Army, but it does show exactly where our units are, where our soldiers are, and what they're being trained on, what they aren't, and what we need to focus in on more, rather than spending money and doing one thing and that be just some minute problem. When you have this competition, you find out what is the big picture, what needs to be fixed by only spending a little bit of money on 14 soldiers at the end.
And would you say that from this competition, there were some areas that they might be saying, okay, we might need to look into these areas to improve?
I don't really have an answer for that one, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I don't have any more questions for you unless you have anything else that you'd like to add.
This is Brandy. I'm the public affairs officer here. Can you
tell me hello.
This is going to air?
Yes, this is going to air tonight on our 9 p.m. newscast that will be on Fox Channel 4 KTVY. All right, perfect. Thank you guys so much for setting this up. I know you've been very busy trying to get back to Alaska and everything.
All right, fine.